New Line Cinema. A Time Warner Company. New Line Cinema presents an Arthur Sarkissian and Roger Birnbaum production. A Brett Ratner film. Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. Nighttime, the sprawling metropolis of Hong Kong and a boat drifting across Kowloon Bay. Rush Hour. Tom Wilkinson, Philip Baker Hall. A small covered boat floats towards an industrial part of the bay, behind which large neon advertising boards shine in the darkness. Wooden crates of cargo are winched by a crane to and from their transport, whilst Chinese men in suits patrol the dock. Men in blue overalls do the manual work, unpacking oriental relics from the boxes. On the side of one of the crates, the words Hong Kong Export Company have been stamped. From the back of a yacht, a shady-looking Chinese man with short, bleach-blonde hair is watching the action while smoking a cigarette. As one of the suited men walks along a gangway on the yacht, he's grabbed by an unseen assailant. Another man is called to, and when he looks round, he's confronted by a gun being pointed at him. He surrenders and is taken away. Nearly discovered, the assailant dives through an open porthole using great acrobatic skill. He pops out from a grill. It's a Chinese man in his 40s with a mop of dark hair. Detective Inspector Lee. He points his gun at the blonde man and his bodyguard and commands, "Don't move." "I'm in position, move in," he reports down a radio. "Where is Jun Tao?" he asks the blonde man, Sang. Sang responds, "Jun Tao? He is everywhere." Taunting Lee, he continues, "You want a piece of me?" "Don't move," Lee demands, but the man casually responds, "Shoot me, shoot me." Sang pushes his bodyguard towards Lee, giving him time to make his escape. Lee fends off the bodyguard with a spinning punch to the face and sprints off after Sang, leaping off the back of the yacht into the dock. Bullets fly towards him and he takes cover amongst the crates as a squadron of police vehicles speeds through the night. Lee chases after Sang but is bowled over by a metal transport crane sliding across the ground. He's nearly pinned between two, but runs up the vertical side of one, escaping just in time. Leaping down, he kicks the operator out of a forklift truck and handcuffs him, but doesn't take the opportunity to pistol whip the now helpless man. Lee races to the water's edge, but suddenly escapes in a speedboat. The police cars pull up behind him, and dozens of officers sweep through the dock. Lee reports over his radio, "Sang got away." At the top of the Hong Kong skyscraper on the last day of British rule.
"Forgive me, Consul Han, but I believe we can ill afford to lose men of your high character. And speaking as a friend who's fought side by side with you for 15 years, I will sorely miss the unshakable support you've given the Royal Hong Kong Police. And so, on behalf of all Brits who've ever carried the shield in Hong Kong, we shall miss you, and we wish you nothing but happiness as you take up your new post in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, Consul Han."
"Consul Han."
"Thank you, Thomas." "Now, you know, Thomas is not going to make this evening easy."
"Excuse me."
Lee comes in and has a word in Han's ear, who, having heard the news, smiles warmly and shakes his hand.
"Commander Griffin, I am pleased to be able to leave you and Hong Kong with a special gift tonight. Earlier this evening, Detective Inspector Lee and his special task force have once and for all crushed the Gentile criminal organization and reclaimed artifacts from 5,000 years of China's heritage.
Lee bows humbly.
This is the kind of legacy I dreamt about.
Hong Kong forever.
To Hong Kong forever.
Lee is leaving the banquet when a young girl appears and punches him in the stomach. Why didn't you tell me you weren't going with us, she exclaims. He responds, I was trying to find the right time. When? After I left, she says. He replies, Su Young, I'll miss you very much. You're my best student. Your mother would have been proud. Will you practice your kicks and eye gouges? She replies, I won't have any friends in America. He says to her, everything will be okay, I promise. This is for you. He puts a gold chain with a small pendant around her neck and she thanks him. Don't worry, America is a very friendly place.
Stupid fool, get the hell out of my way! Man, are you crazy?
America, 2 months later. A young black man drives to a diner car park where he meets a slightly overweight man wearing a suit.
Clive! What's up, man?
You're late.
Huh?
You're late.
I'm late?
Yeah, you're late.
You're late, man. I've been waiting in the back of the diner for you over an hour, man.
I was in the diner.
Man, I told you the back of the diner. You thought I was going to do this shit up front, man. You crazy? I'm going to get busted. You crazy?
I was in the diner. You weren't in the diner.
I said in the back of the... It don't even matter, man. I'm late, you late, it don't matter, man. Let's come on, let's do this. What's that, a gun? Put that gun away, man. How many people you done killed this year? Stop it, man. Come on, let's do it. Come on. Come on. Come on, man.
Don't be late again.
I ain't gonna be late. Come on. What we got? Ooh, that's tight. That's beautiful. That's nice. What's that?
That's C4.
That's C4?
That's C4.
Oh, shit.
What's the problem?
Ain't no problem, man. I've been looking everywhere for this shit, man. How the hell you find some C4? You don't know how you make me feel, man. The Iraqis can't even get this shit, man. Where'd you get this from?
That's a hot ticket.
You don't know how happy you made me, man. You got what I want, I'm gonna get what you want. Let me go get that money, man.
Step away from the car.
Hey, officers!
Put your hands above your heads.
What's wrong,
just
officer?
Do it now.
Ain't no problem here. Why y'all messing with us for?
All right, take it easy, buddy. You don't want to do that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, he don't, officer. He's just playing, officer.
No, I ain't playing.
Yes, he is, officer.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is, officer.
I'm not playing.
Yes, he is,
drop
officer.
The gun.
He's just my cousin. We're just talking. Come on, get back in the car and just leave.
You can't do that, buddy, all right?
I'm going to blow his head all over the freaking parking lot, asshole. Get back in the car and buy some donuts.
See what you did? You made him mad. Let me just talk to him, all right? All right?
Hey, don't blow.
Hey.
All right. Everything cool now. He down. The gun down. Now get back in the car and just leave.
Put your hands on your head.
Officer, everything cool, officer.
Do it now!
Clive shoots one of the officers in the leg and the other in the hand. The black man, Carter, rolls over his convertible's boot whilst Clive makes his escape in his own car. As Carter shoots at him, Clive reverses into the cop car. Sending him skidding across a junction. Sparks fly from the exposed rim of Clive's wheel, but he regains some control of the car and speeds away. Carter shoots.
Man, stop it! I got C4 in the trunk!
Clive dives out of the car and Carter shoots again, exploding the C4 and sending the car flying through the air. Carter gets down to the music in his head. He races over to Clive, who's lying in the road.
Clive! Guess what, man? I forgot to tell you. I'm LAPD. You under arrest.
At the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles...
Su Yang, come on, we're gonna be late. Let's go.
Excuse me.
Eh?
Telephone, China.
你送他去啊? Su Yang, I love you. Have a nice day.
Will you be home after school?
No. I am gonna pick you up myself.
Lago.
Lago.
She hurries over to a waiting limo.
Bye.
Han returns inside and takes the call. Hello, this is Han, he says.
Hey, 我是Han. Hello? Hello?
He puts the phone back down. Soo Young is in the back of her limo, which is stuck in gridlock LA traffic. She sings unabashedly, despite there being a driver and a bodyguard in the front of the car. The two men share an exasperated look. Up ahead, a police officer directs some traffic one way, but directs the limo another. A police car suddenly pulls up in front of them. The driver winds down his window to speak to the officer.
Is there a problem, officer?
No problem. Just rush hour.
It's Sang. He shoots the driver and bodyguard and opens the back door to grab Soo Young. She does her best to fight him off, kicking and punching. He draws blood when she flicks her pendant into his face and takes the opportunity to escape via the other side of the car. Sang seethes as she runs off along the road. A motorbike speeds towards her and a rider picks her up by the jacket. He drives her to a waiting van. She's bundled inside and the door is shut behind her. Han is with an assistant outside an exhibition of Chinese artifacts.
Security's in place?
Yes.
And you're sure all of the exhibits will be ready by this weekend?
Yes, sir. Your opening remarks are scheduled for 7:30.
Fine.
Excuse me, Consul Han. I'm Warren Russ with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is Agent Whitney. We need to speak with you in private, sir. Excuse me.
Later, Han's in his office with the two FBI agents.
I know this is a difficult time for you, Consul, but I want you to know we're going to get your daughter back.
Yes, but you get her back alive.
We have the best agents in the world in this house and on those streets.
I would like one of my people to help.
Well, let me assure you, Consul, the FBI considers this a top priority. We have plenty of people on the case.
Mr. West, I am not an American. My daughter, she is not an American.
I understand that, sir, but...
He's already on the plane. I trust you will treat him with the same courtesy as you have shown me.
Yes.
10 people just jumped out of the trunk. I started handling all of them, just started slapping them, throwing them everywhere. Then 2 stupid cops came out of nowhere, messed everything up, and then I regrouped. I had to save their life. It might be in the paper that it ain't in that way. Anyway, I saved their life, and then I would start running and trying to get the bomb.
I can't believe you went without me.
Hey, I'm gonna talk to y'all later, all right? I'm gonna tell you the best part after work. After work.
You know, this is why nobody will work with you, man, but you're the only cop in the department without a partner.
Johnson, look. First of all, if you want to go out on a date with me, you're gonna have to wait on the list like every other woman, okay? And second of all, I work alone. I don't want no partner, I don't need no partner, and I ain't gonna never have no partner. Did Kojak have a partner?
Yeah, the fat guy.
Well, he wasn't ever with him. Look, did Columbo have a partner?
Look, Captain, you ordered me to go with you on that bus because you needed bomb squad backup, but once again, you screwed me and you screwed yourself.
Look, Johnson, it's dangerous out there. It's safer for you to be right here behind the desk.
You know, we were supposed to be on the same team.
Team? Johnson. This the LAPD. We the most hated cops in all the free world. My own mama ashamed of me. She tell everybody I'm a drug dealer. Ain't no team. It's a pit stop for me, baby. I'm on the verge of leaving all y'all suckers behind.
Oh, actually, you're on the verge of being suspended. Have a nice day.
Johnson. Somebody told you I was getting suspended? Good playing, girl. I know you playing. Johnson, somebody told you I was getting suspended.
This is a problem. That's all I need is some foreign national getting his head blown off and turning this into an international incident.
What can we do? He's on his way.
Call the field office, have him send over a rookie. We'll have him escort this guy around town for a couple of days, pretend to follow some leads, show him some sights.
keep him out of our way.
Warren, you sure you want to do that to one of our own men?
What do you suggest?
Well, as long as we're going to humiliate someone, might as well be LAPD.
Well, even if I had an extra man, who would want such a bullshit assignment? Well, it's a disgrace to me. It's a disgrace to my department. It's a disgrace to... Dan, I'm sending someone right over.
Cap, I know you read the paper. They lying. You know I wouldn't do nothing like that. They over-exaggerate. You know how the paper is. They just want a story.
Two officers were shot. One man lost a pinky.
But did nobody die?
You destroyed half a city block.
That block was already messed up.
And you lost a lot of evidence.
We still got a little bit left.
What you did was dangerous and completely against policy. And not only that, you did a good job.
What?
Everyone around here is so image conscious. Everybody's so afraid of their own goddamn shadow. It's nice to meet an L.A. detective who's willing to lay it on the line.
That's the same way I feel. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody.
See, ever so often, we have to let the general public know that we can still blow shit up.
You goddamn right. That's the only way I work, Cap.
Yeah.
So that mean I ain't getting suspended?
Suspended? Are you kidding?
I don't even know why I said that. Why?
I just got a call from the FBI. A 10-year-old daughter of a Chinese diplomat was kidnapped this morning, and they want you on the case.
FBI want me?
That's right.
Stop lying.
I don't lie.
Tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
Thank you, Cap. Woo!
Congratulations, Carter.
Appreciate it.
You are going to the show.
Hey, I ain't gonna let you down. I'm gonna look out for you when I go to the top. I'm gonna make you mad.
I'd rather you didn't.
Woo! Hey, listen up. If anybody need me, I'm gonna be working a big, big case for the FBI.
He does a dance in front of Johnson. Later, he pulls up in his convertible in front of the consulate.
Yo, take care of that for me.
He tosses his keys to an agent standing by the door. Whitney spots him.
Carter!
Yo, I need one of those earpieces immediately, all right? All right. Hey, how you doing?
I want the consul's personnel records cross-checked with that new list we received from Interpol. See if you can make any matches or connections.
Okay, boys, what do we got? Have we checked the consul's personal records yet? I want to know who's he been talking with, who's he been dealing with. Okay, come on, give me the story. Any demands? Any fingerprints? Have we interviewed the staff?
Whitney, who is this?
Give me a copy of that. James Carter, FBI.
Warren, he's here for the special assignment.
Oh, I'm Agent in Charge Warren Russ. It's good to have you on board.
I've been waiting a long time for this. You guys sure do take a long time to process an application.
Well, Carter, your particular assignment is considered G-14 classified. Now, why don't you and I take a walk and I'll fill you in?
Okay, Warren.
Carter puts his arm around Russ and they walk off together.
G-14 classified. That's good.
You don't understand. This is my dream. I'm very excited about working with the FBI.
Well, I'm glad. Listen, his name is Lee, and the director considers this a top priority.
No disrespect, sir, but he's only going to get in my way. I'm not used to having a partner. And I'm going to handle the situation for you, and I'm going to have to work
Carter,
alone.
He is the situation.
We must be a misunderstanding. I would sit down here for the big case, for the kidnapping, the little girl.
Don't forget the little girl. Your assignment is Lee.
Who is Lee and what kind of assignment is that?
Lee is a foreign detective. He's a personal friend of the consul's. Now, it's your job to keep him out of sight and away from danger. You understand?
Yeah, I understand you want me to babysit somebody, but I don't do that. I came down here for
the
big assignment.
The truth is, this is an FBI operation, and I don't need any help from the LAPD or some Chungking cop. You got it?
Whoa. Why didn't y'all put one of your own men on this top priority case? What the hell am I supposed to do with him? Take him to the zoo?
I don't give a damn. I just don't want to see him or you until this thing is resolved. Now, his plane arrives in an hour. We want to make a good impression, Carter. It's his first trip to America.
Hey! This is bullshit!
Later, Art is leaning against the bonnet of his car wearing sunglasses. A private jet taxis along a nearby runway. A door opens, stairs unfold, and Lee steps out of the jet. He's dressed in an all-black suit and a red tie. Carter comes over as Lee thanks the flight crew.
Please tell me you speak English. I'm Detective Carter. Do you speak any English? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Lee smiles vacantly.
I cannot believe this shit. First I get a bullshit assignment, now Mr. Rice-a-roni don't even speak American. Come on, man, I'm right over here. Put your bag in the back. Put your bag in the back. No. You put your own shit in the back. I'm not a sky cat. I'm FBI, you understand? The hell you think this is? Captain, I don't think this is funny. No, I'm serious, Captain. Now, I ain't playing, and you need to call the FBI and tell them you made a mistake.
I can't do that, Carter. I'm sure that you and Mr. Lee will have a nice time together.
I'm warning you, man. You better call the FBI. I'm gonna drop his ass off at Panda Express.
You drop this case, Carter. You're suspended for 2 months without pay.
All right, well, you can forget about being mayor then.
Congratulations, Carter. Looks like you finally got yourself a partner.
One little pinky get blowed off, man. Everybody tripping. Chinese consul. That's one place you can't go. I ain't getting fired for nobody. You gonna pay my bills?
Su Yang.
That's the little girl? Huh? Say something. Y'all think it's real funny. Get Carter the big G-14 classified case. I'm gonna show the FBI. They don't know who they playing with. I'm gonna solve this case myself. That's right.
Carter drives Lee into town past the Capitol Records building. Later, they're outside Man's Chinese Theater.
But I want to show you something first. Look familiar? Just like home, ain't it? Look, just like home. I ain't never been to China, but I bet you probably look like this, don't it? Star maps! Get your star maps! Look. John Wayne. John Wayne? You know John Wayne?
John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne, man. The Duke. Hang out with the Duke. I'll be right back. You might see one of your cousins walking around here. I'll be right back.
Find them in Stockholm. Star maps! Right here! Star maps!
Stucky! You got the address to Michael Jackson house? Never Neverland?
Carter, you can't be coming around my job. That's harassment, man.
Hey, man, I'm just checking up on you.
I'm fully legit now. I'm selling star maps. That's all I'm selling,
all
right?
Legit my ass. What you and your old Asian gang member friends talking about these days? You know anything about a kidnapping?
I don't know nothing.
Give me one of them star maps. For $45. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I might know a little something. I don't know nothing about the kidnapping, but I'll tell you this. There's this dude who's buying up all kind of firearms, explosives, and people like he's going to serve some kind of war or
something. What's
some
his name?
I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
For $45, I don't know his name.
For $45? You better tell me something.
I don't know nothing for $45.
Stucky, you don't...
Lee's gone.
I didn't tell you nothing.
Lee! Lee!
Carter sees a dark-haired man from behind. It's not Lee. Carter hurries to the road, just in time to see Lee on the top deck of an open-top bus. Lee waves as the bus drives away. Carter sprints after the bus and leaps onto the back, clinging on for grim death. Climbing all the way to the top, Carter points his gun at the back of Lee's head.
What the hell are you doing on this bus? Think I'm playing with you? Think I'm playing with you? I ain't playing with you. Sit down. All right. It's okay. It's all right. Have a beer. Take a picture. It's okay. Wait a minute.
The bus is full of tourists. As Carter poses for photos, Lee takes the opportunity to grab onto an overhanging street sign.
What? Get out of my way! Watch out!
A van carrying a stack of wooden pallets approaches, and Lee gestures for the driver to stop. He does so.
FBI, stop this bus!
Lee drops down onto the pallets, then leaps onto the roof of a passing RV. He slides down through an open skylight and climbs out. He rolls over the roof of a taxi and in through the back window. Carter commandeers a motorbike.
Stop! FBI, I need this motorcycle.
Wait,
man.
Get off.
Carter rides up on the bike, breathing precariously. With a determined expression on his face, he speeds after Lee's taxi. In front of it and blocks the road ahead.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car now! Where you think you're going, huh? Didn't I tell you to stay over there by the Duke?
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
This is mind your own business, old man. Stay in the car. Hey, I was just trying to find out where you was going, man. You thought I was gonna shoot you? I wanted to go with you.
Hey, what's happening here?
Put the gun down. Put the gun down. I ain't playing with you, man. Think I'm playing with you?
Don't move. Drop your guns.
Hey, man. Look, FBI.
I'm policeman. I'm just showing him how to take a gun from a suspect.
All of a sudden, you speaking English now, huh?
A little.
A little, my ass. You lied to me.
I didn't say I didn't. You assume I didn't.
Assume I kick your little Beijing ass right now, man. I ain't scared of you. I know you know that little tricky shit. Come on.
I'm not responsible for your assumption.
You full of shit. You understand that? You full of shit.
Not being able to speak is not the same as not speaking. You seem as if you like to talk. I like to let people talk who like to talk. It makes it easier to find out how full of shit they are.
What the hell did you just say? I like people to talk. This is easy. So I'm the one full of shit.
We both full of shit.
You full of shit.
Lee spins into Carter's car.
I'ma kick your ass. Don't nobody do that but me. You want me to kick your ass, don't you?
Carter drives them away.
You must take me to see Consul Hunt right away.
Man, just sit there and shut up. This ain't no democracy.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't. This is the United States of James Carter now. I'm the president, I'm the emperor, I'm the king. I'm Michael Jackson, you Tito. Your ass belonged to me.
Why would they not want my help?
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
I don't care. I'm here for the girl.
The girl don't like you. Nobody likes you. You came all the way over here for nothing. You ain't gonna be on the
Beach Boy.
Oh, hell no. You didn't just touch my goddamn radio.
The Beach Boys are great American music.
The Beach Boys gonna get you a great ass whooping. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man. I'm gonna show you real music. Yeah, that's real music. You hear that?
You ain't gotta be bitch, but bump that. Help won't get around on your. Carter shimmies his shoulders and whips his head left and right.
Now, can you do that to the Beach Boys? Can you do that to the Beach Boys? Hell no! Baby boy, better get up, get out my song.
I like a lot of provider. They pull up at the side of the road in a run-down part of town. They climb out of the car.
I must get to the consulate. What are we doing here?
It's called a shakedown. Very serious police work. And just watch me handle my business and control the space.
I want to help with the investigation. This is my case.
You okay? Look, you can back me up. When we get in here, you follow my lead and do what I do, okay?
Lee and Carter step into a smoky pool hall.
What's up, my nigga?
What's up?
Is this weed?
What?
You got a prescription for this?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's
Where? Where? I should take your ass, dear. You know that?
For what?
Look at this.
That's just not my cigarette.
This is cigar weed.
Well, it looks like a cigarette.
You better have glaucoma.
I do.
Carter takes the man's joint.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, check that, baby.
At the entrance to a back room, a man unbolts the door.
What's happening, Carter?
Put the guns down. Put the guns down! MC Hammer Daddy, put the goddamn gun down. Now, I got some questions and I need some answers.
Put them down.
What a girl?
What girl?
The little girl.
What little girl?
The little Chinese girl.
I don't know nothing about no little Chinese girl.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna take all y'all asses in right now if I don't get no answers.
Carter, put the gun down.
Man, don't act like you know me. You don't know me. I see what's going on here. Y'all trying to play me like a fool. Y'all think I'm a fool. All right, look, Lee, go outside real quick. It's gonna get a little dangerous in here.
I may have some questions.
Lee, go outside and wait by the bar. Remember when I told you? Bag me up, go outside. I'm gonna take care of everything, all right?
You sure?
I'm sure. Now go on now. Go on! Think I'm playing? Hurry up!
Lee's shown out.
Come here.
Don't come up in here. My place of business scare me like that. God damn!
Man, I was just playing, man. Give me a hug. Boy, I'm just schooling that rookie, man, showing him the ropes. Why you come to church Sunday?
I had some things to take care of. But I made a nice service, though.
Yeah. Look, come here. I want to holler at you.
What's up?
I need to know who this guy is running around town buying up all these explosives and weapons.
I don't know nothing about that, babe.
Luke, look, man, I know what you do, man. And the only reason why I ain't busted your ass is because you my cousin. And the kill ain't Bootsy.
Why you gonna put Aunt Bootsy in this?
Luke, I ain't playing, man. You know she got a bad heart, but if I have to, I will bust your ass. Tell me something.
The word down in Chinatown is there's this new dude in town. Badass dude out of Hong Kong, buying up every goddamn thing.
What's his name?
Shit, I don't know his name. I ain't buying shit from me.
You don't know his name?
No.
Goddamn, don't nobody know his name.
Lee's sitting at the bar.
What's up, my nigga? What did you just say? What's up, my nigga?
The barman grabs him and hauls him onto the bar. Lee clamps a stool between his legs and flings it back, smacking the barman in the face. Another man grabs Lee and hurls him over a pool table.
What you said, boy? I don't want trouble.
Lee smacks the man on the hand with a pool ball before being grabbed from behind. He fights off his attacker with a spinning kick. Another drinker attacks him with a pool cue, but he dodges the vicious blows and slides under the table. He swings the overhead lamp into the man's face. He's attacked again by a man with a pool cue. He grabs the weapon and chops it in half with his hand. Lee grabs another cue and uses it as a weapon, spinning and twirling it with great skill, knocking out the last of his attackers.
Please! I said I don't want trouble! That's bad for you! Carter!
What a little girl is.
What little girl?
What a little girl! You know what girl I'm talking about!
Man, you better take your goddamn hands off my suit. Your mama bought me this suit for Christmas. This is my favorite suit. Now let me go.
I'm gonna see you Thanksgiving, all right? Appreciate it. Hey, it's your big Happy Meal asshole. Get over in the corner. I'm still the law around here. Next time I come in here, y'all better clean this shit up and brush your teeth. Let's go.
What are we doing here?
I'm gonna go ahead and get me something to eat. You want anything, like a cup of noodles or something?
Carter, stop wasting my time. I made a promise to Su Yang.
You're right, I have been wasting your time. I'm sorry. Just let me go in here and get something to eat. When I come back out, I'm gonna take you wherever you wanna go. Okay?
Okay.
Shake on it.
Carter cuffs him.
What are you doing?
You ain't the only one with quick hands, are you? I'll be right back.
Later, Carter comes out of the shop munching on a burrito.
Hey, man, I got you a beef and bean burrito.
Lee's gone from the car, having removed the steering wheel that his hand was cuffed to. Lee pulls up in a taxi outside the consulate.
We have a taxi cab approaching. The man stepping out, Asian, about 5'10".
We've got someone approaching the gate, dropped off by a cab.
Tell him to intercept.
Intercept.
We will intercept.
Lee approaches the agents.
Can I help you?
Yes, I must see the consul.
About what?
Please, it's very important.
Why don't you tell us why you need to see the consul, huh? We'll tell you whether it's important.
Do you have identification?
It's about his daughter, Su Yang.
Hands above your head!
He asked about the consul's daughter.
He asked about the daughter.
You don't understand. I was invited.
In one spin, Lee disarms both agents.
Don't move!
Throw your gun away. He's gonna kill him.
Is everything all right?
Be safer on the second floor. Let's go. Move!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this.
With one hand, Lee dismantles the pistol. He turns to see several agents racing down the drive. He sprints off and climbs a vertical wall with a few swift strides. Perched on the top, he turns a CCTV camera away from his face and drops down the other side.
He went over!
Lee stalks through the gardens and takes cover behind a tree. He spies a team of agents accompanying Han through an upstairs corridor. He watches the agents downstairs, to-ing and fro-ing, then scrambles up a tree. He leaps from branch to branch. He's about to jump in through an open window when he realizes that Han and the agents are approaching, so he climbs up onto the roof.
Stay away from the window, please.
Right here.
The agents close the windows.
Get out now!
As Whitney goes to close another window, Lee vaults in, knocking him over with both feet. He strips Whitney of his gun and flicks it into his hand with his feet.
Don't move!
Lee!
Sorry I'm late, Lee says. Han replies, wait here, and opens the door to be confronted by half a dozen armed agents.
Mr. Russ, I think there has been a misunderstanding.
It's all right. It's okay. It's him. Guy from China.
What? Come in, please. Mr. Russ, I would like you to meet Detective Inspector Lee. Excuse me very much. Oh, yes. Your gun.
Where the hell is Carter?
Carter's car is towed to the consulate. He's sitting in the tow truck.
And then I gotta put her up with it. Look at him. Say, man, y'all seen a little Asian dude about this height with a steering wheel on his arm?
Go screw yourself.
What you say?
I said go screw yourself.
You take your little sensitive ass up there and let me in. Get out of the way! Don't make me get up out of this truck.
This puts in.
Man, when I get up in here, I'm slapping somebody. I don't play that.
What happened, Carter? It was your
it
job.
It ain't my job to be jumping on or off of buses. I do not do that. I am not Carl Lewis.
Who is this man?
Sir, I can explain. Agent Carter has been helping with my investigation. He's upset that we have not done our job.
Me and Lee are taking care of the situation. We have everything under control. We're on top of it. We're going to get your daughter back safe and sound.
He is very passionate about fighting your daughter.
My gratitude.
We want Detective Lee to have one of our best men by his side at all time.
Agent Russ, maybe this is a good time to tell the consul the details of my assignment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carter, can I speak to you for a moment?
You want to speak to me for a moment?
Yeah.
In private? Oh, I see. This must be G14 classified. FBI type stuff. First, let me call my captain and let him know what's going on around here, and we'll talk in a second. Oh. G14, I love when the G14 be coming around.
Hello?
Who's this? Hello?
Am I speaking with FBI?
Give me the phone.
The FBI? Yeah, this is the FBI.
Carter.
You are FBI?
Yeah, this is the FBI.
If you want the girl back alive, listen and do not talk.
Okay, I'm listening. Let me get a pen. All right, cool.
The drop will be made tonight, 11 p.m. The amount will be $50
million. $50 million? And who do you think you kidnapped, Chelsea Clinton?
Keep him talking.
In used currency, nothing bigger than 50.
All right, cool. $50 million, no problem.
I want $20 million in 50.
$20 million in 50.
$20 million in 20.
$20 million in 20s.
And $10 million in 10.
And $10 million in 10s. You want any fives with that?
What is your name?
What's your name, man? You called us. Why you want to know my name?
I just want to be able to tell the consul who is responsible for his daughter's death because he talked too much.
All right, look, man. Hold up. Calm down. I'm trying to hook you up, man. I'm on your side, man.
You will receive instruction for the drop half an hour before it is to be made. If it is successful, the girl will live.
I'm going to get you the money. I'm going to make sure you get the money and we can spend it together, you know, when you get it, because I don't even really work for them.
We got it. 620 South Broadway, downtown.
It was Sam on the phone. Police vehicles race to the building where the call has been traced to, and a helicopter shines its spotlight on the top floor.
Tactical Team 1, proceed down 6 to 6 and Broadway. Team 2, I want you around the back of 4th and Main. Set up a perimeter.
Take your team and cover the building floor by floor all the way to the top. Move.
Carter and Lee arrive.
They must not go into the building.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go tell them. Come on.
Lee strides ahead, but Carter doesn't follow.
Mr. Russ, you must put your man back.
What the hell are you doing here? Where is Carter?
Please, listen to me.
Mr. Lee. You may be very confident, but the mere fact that you know this girl compromises your judgment.
The armed police team move through the abandoned building.
Sir, if you were asking for $50 million, would you be in a place like that?
Get this clown away from me.
Take a hike.
Lee goes over to Carter, holding his hands up in despair.
Why were you hiding?
Man, what you talking about? I want to hide.
You were hiding.
Man, I bent down to the top of my shoe and I looked up, you was gone.
Sir, the area is secured. Room's empty.
Damn it!
A phone in the building is ringing. Suddenly, an explosion rips through the top floor of the building.
Evacuate the building right away. Get fire crews here. We got an explosion at 6 and Broadway.
Lee sees Sang standing at the side of the road. Having been spotted, he sprints off, and Lee and Carter give chase. The three men race down an alleyway. Sang vaults up onto a dumpster and climbs up an extended fire escape ladder. Lee rounds the corner and sprints towards the dumpster as Sang reaches the top of the ladder. Sang pulls the ladder up out of Lee's reach. Lee looks around for another route. Taking a step on the wall, he leaps up and grabs onto the end of a ladder. He balances along a narrow walkway and jumps onto a balcony, lowering the ladder for Carter.
Ugh. That ain't far enough, man! I ain't Kareem Abdul Jabbar, push it down some more!
Edging through an abandoned building, Lee is attacked by Sang, who swings a fire axe at him. Lee ducks and weaves, dodging each blow. Sang kicks Lee across the room, Lee sends him tumbling out of the window. Lee balances precariously on the window ledge. Sang makes his escape as Carter runs in. Lee chases after Sang, who sprints along a walkway, carrying the fire axe. He hurls it at Lee, who dodges out of the way, and it plunges into the wall, just by Carter. They race along a scaffold bridge, and Lee's foot gets stuck in the thin wooden floor. As Carter runs towards him, the whole walkway collapses, sending them both plummeting to the ground. A car speeds towards them, and they roll out of the way, just in time. Carter shoots as the car picks up Sang, but he gets away.
They gotta broke my shit! Who's that you chasing?
His name is Sang from Hong Kong. Because of you, he got away.
Why you didn't tell me about the bridge?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
I said stop.
I don't understand what you be saying.
What?
You see what I'm saying? What's this in your hand?
He dropped it.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Where are you going?
I messed up my suit.
Lee and Carter arrive at Police HQ, where Johnson is undertaking a bomb defusal exercise.
15 seconds.
Carter waits and watches.
Make a decision.
Johnson! Oh, shit! Did I come at a bad time?
I got bad news for you, Johnson. We're all dead.
I was distracted, sir.
Distractions can occur in the field. That's why we call this practice. If you can't handle the pressure, then quit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, give her a break. Johnson, don't worry about him. How you doing, girl?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Give me some love.
Why are you tormenting me?
Is there any kind of way to treat an old friend? I came around here to see how you was doing, and I need some help.
Help?
Look, I know that you have strong feelings for me, baby, but look, man, we gotta put that aside. It's a little girl's life at stake here. Come on, man.
Since when do you care about anybody else but yourself?
Johnson, please just take a look at this. For a second, we found this on one of the kidnappers. Tell me what the hell this is. Come on, man.
Oh, now you want me to work with you? You know, I don't have time for this. I got my own shit to deal with. Who are you?
Sorry we got you in trouble.
Yeah. He's sorry he got you in trouble. Look, tell me something about this I don't know, okay? Come on.
It's a remote. Could be nitrocal, could be cross delay. Definitely not homemade, definitely not American. I mean, it could open up a garage door or blow up some
C4.
C4? Yeah, C4.
This means so much to me.
Go.
Hey, and I'm sorry about spreading all those rumors on Christmas about us sleeping together. I'm sorry.
What?
He's just joking. Hi.
At the prison.
Hey, Bobby, what's up, man? I need to see Clyde Card, man.
Oh, no way, Carter. Look, it's lights out, they locked down. Well, you want me to lose my job?
Man, I'm the one that got you this damn job. You better open this gate and let me in here.
Can't do it.
Bobby, didn't I turn my back that time when you bought that bag of weed?
I was splitting it with you.
But didn't I give you the bigger half? Come on, Bobby, now do me this favor.
You got 5 minutes.
Hey, Cobb.
Hi.
Your two brothers are here to see you.
Hey, Clive, how you doing, man?
You got a lot of balls coming here.
Yeah, I was just around the way, man. I figured you'd be bored. I came down and see how you was doing.
What the hell do you want?
I just came down and bring you a gift. Well, you got a lot of time on your hands. I brought you a little toy to play with.
Well, I don't want that.
You don't want this? Somebody told me you like to play with stuff like this.
I don't like to play with stuff like that. I don't even know what it is.
You ain't never sold this to nobody, then?
How can I sell it to somebody when I don't even know what it is?
Maybe if you hold it a little close, you won't hold it?
I don't want to hold it.
Just touch it.
I don't want to touch
it. Why you don't want to touch it?
Because I don't want to touch it.
Because you're scared of it?
You really think I'm stupid, don't you?
Stupid enough to get busted.
You want me to put my fingerprints on that so you can frame me?
Clive, now why would I do something like that? You think I'm going to try to trick you again? Besides, I don't have to frame you. You're gonna do life after they find out you killed the little girl.
I don't know anything about a little girl.
That ain't what I heard. That's what I'm gonna tell everybody.
I don't care what you heard. I don't know anything about a little girl.
I got a big mouth, Clyde.
Let me tell you something. I don't know anything about that, so you can kiss my fat ass.
Clyde, it'd take me all day to kiss your fat ass. Clyde.
Oh, no, what are you gonna do? You want some of this? Because if you do, I'll give you all you want.
Give me a name.
I ain't telling you shit.
She's only 11 years old. I don't want her to die. Look at the picture. I don't care about him. I don't care about you. I care about the little girl. Give me the name.
Clive looks at the picture.
The guy's name is Jun Dao. I never seen him.
Where can I find him?
Fujiao restaurant, Chinatown. Do yourself a favor, get rid of this guy. He's gonna get you killed.
Clive, thank you, man. I'm gonna come back next visiting time. I'm gonna bring your fat ass some cookies, man. We appreciate this.
Carter and Lee drive through Chinatown. They park a short distance from a Chinese restaurant.
Let's sit right there.
What are we waiting for?
We scoping the place out, man. We ain't gonna just run up in there. That's how you get shot.
Falling asleep.
Lee climbs out the car whilst Carter leans his head back and closes his eyes. Carter joins Lee on the pavement.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
You don't know nothing about no war.
Everybody knows war. Who? Yeah. What it is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Good God, you all.
It ain't you all, it's y'all.
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 Man, you sound like a karate movie. Y'all.
Y'all.
Say it from right here with some soul. Y'all.
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 Let me show your goofy ass how to do this.
Good God, y'all.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Carter weaves his head from side to side and winds his hips. Lee tries to copy him. Lee's hands move in a flurry of chops and punches.
Do it again. Do it again. Like this.
Carter tries to copy an uppercut, but just ends up making an obscene gesture. Lee and Carter strut down the streets together, waving their arms around. Elsewhere, the money is being counted, whilst Lee shows Carter how to disarm an assailant. Carter tries to copy, but ends up pointing the gun at himself. He gets it right, and Lee holds his hands up in surrender. Han is standing in front of a suitcase full of money.
One will be inserted into the suitcase, the other will be on you. Now, when you make the drop...
Do we have it? All right, pick it up.
Hello.
You have what I asked for?
I do.
I hope now you realize how serious I am. Take the money to the alley behind the Fujiao restaurant in Chinatown.
You have 29 minutes left. 你自己去.
From a noodle stand, Lee and Carter watch the entrance to the Fujiao restaurant.
小姐.
Damn, Chin. Some greasy shit. You ain't got no better food, like some chicken wings, some baby back ribs, some fries or something?
Chinese food, no soul food here.
I didn't say nothing about no soul food. I said you got some better food. I don't want that greasy shit. How you gonna sell a big box of grease?
I'm chilling out.
I'm chilling out. What?
Come on.
I'm no punk bitch.
I ain't no punk bitch neither.
I'm no punk bitch.
I'll come out there and knock that head
off
your chin.
Come on.
Man, what you got me eating?
That's an eel.
Is it good?
Very good.
What you got?
Camel's hump.
What?
Camel's hump.
Carter tries some eel.
Kind of good. Need a little hot sauce, but it's kind of good, though.
We still waiting?
Yeah. How we gonna go about getting this guy Juntao? How we know he even exists? Ain't nobody never seen him before.
I know. You killed my partner.
I'm sorry about that, man. That's one of the reasons why I don't have no partner. That's one thing I learned from my daddy.
Your daddy was a policeman?
15 years LAPD.
My father was also a policeman.
Your daddy was a cop?
Not a cop. An officer. A legend. All over Hong Kong.
My daddy a legend, too, all over America. My daddy once arrested 15 people in one night by himself.
My daddy arrested 25 by himself.
My daddy saved 5 crackheads from a burning building by himself.
My daddy once caught a bullet with his bare hands.
My daddy would kick your daddy's ass all the way from here to China, or Japan, wherever the hell you're from, and all up that Great Wall,
hey,
too.
Don't talk about my father.
Don't talk about my daddy. Hey, that your boy?
Yes, let's go.
They cross the street.
I better go in first. Ain't nobody gonna recognize me.
Okay. I'll wait 5 minutes.
Hey, you take my ID. If anything go wrong, you bust in like the LAPD.
Carter's ID shows him with an afro.
This won't work. I'm not 6'1".
Yes, it will work. Look, man, it's all about attitude, all right? Flip it open, flip it closed. Do it fast. Flip it open, flip it closed. Do it fast. You'll get it. Look. Take this.
He gives him a gun.
Hey, man, act like you from out of town.
I am from out of town.
Well, don't act like a cop. Act like a tourist or something. Don't be so obvious.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, no problem.
Hi, 欢迎光临.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, Lily.
For one?
No, for two. I'm here for a meeting with Mr. Juntao.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know Mr. Juntao.
Look, maybe you don't understand. I'm Mr. Juntao's lawyer, legal advisor. He done got into some shit again. He told me to come down here, and I'm a very busy man. I ain't got time, you know, to be coming down here this late, but I'm down here. My wife want me to come home. My baby done shitting all over the house. He need diapers. Would you please go, Mr. Juntao?
But I have already told you. I don't know, Mr.
Juntao. Look, do you think I came down here for nothing? You gonna give me some gas money? You got $5 on you? Would you please go upstairs and tell Mr. Juntao to get his ass down here then? Thank you. Can I sit right here?
Yes.
Right here?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
How you doing? Y'all got any eel?
Sure.
How's your camel hump?
Excuse me.
Where is Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
Yeah?
This way?
I'm sorry. I'm from out of town.
Domo.
Maybe.
No, thank
this
you.
Way. Yeah. Welcome.
What's that?
Carter beckons over a waiter with food. He sniffs the plate of noodles and sends the waiter away. Upstairs, the waitress speaks with Sang. Sang says to the others that are present, somebody's asking for Juntao. Someone presses a remote control to reveal a bank of monitors. Carter's image is revealed.
把他带上来吗？带他上来。Aaron
Wade.
It's Thomas Griffin.
Get the girl out of here. Make sure those two don't leave.
Han steps out of the consulate, followed by FBI agents, one of whom is carrying 2 large suitcases. In a convoy of at least 4 vehicles, they leave the consulate. At the restaurant, 2 waitresses slip white powder into a pot of tea. One of them goes to pour Lee tea. Lee notices that the waitress is wearing Su Young's pendant.
先生,你决定了没有?没有。好。Jun
Tao will see you.
It's about time.
A stern-looking man shows Carter upstairs. Out the back, Su Young's being carried to a van. Carter's led through an ornate corridor to the gang's meeting room.
Oh, this is tight. This ain't nothing like downstairs. Y'all got it going. What's up, man? What y'all watching?
Sang lowers the panel over the monitors.
What you and Tal at? Why y'all so quiet?
Carter's kicked to the ground, then hauled back to his feet.
That was childish, man. That wasn't even called for. Now, I came down here to see Jun Tao because he told me to come down here because I'm his half-brother from Beijing. Me and him got the same mama. I'm black in these. We all the same. Oh, hey, man, wait a minute. Okay, you gonna kill me? All right, if you gonna kill me, put the gun down and fight me like a man. That's right, fight me like a man. Shit. Anybody can shoot somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Bag, give me some room. You don't know who you're messing with. I'm gonna knock that young.
He's kicked in the face.
Which one of y'all kicked me?
Me.
Okay. All right.
Carter's kicked again. A waiter walks past Lee.
Hey. You call Asia.
Hold on, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, man. Hold on a minute.
How's
it, Jin Cha? No. Chi-Chi-Cha. What that mean? Hey, man, it's a misunderstanding. Come on, let's pray about this. Come on.
FBI, huh?
No, I ain't FBI. I'm a security guard. I work at the mall.
Now wipe yourself off. You're bleeding.
Lee has taken the waiter's uniform. Sang gives a signal for Carter to be killed.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Nah, he just playing, man. He playing, he mean that. He meant cut me loose and let me go.
Come on! Away, PG!
Lee's ID slips out of his hand onto the floor. As two guards approach, he tosses the tray of food into their faces and fends off several more. Carter is smacked in the face, but kicks a table across the carpet, knocking a guard off his feet. Lee and one of Jintao's men scramble for a gun on the floor. Lee kicks it towards Carter, who's grappling with another goon. Carter throws the gun across the room to Lee, who snatches it, but quickly has it kicked from his hand. A goon tries to drop a table on Carter's head, but Lee drags him out of the way just in time. He helps him to his feet, and linking hands, they spin on the spot, fighting off a succession of baddies.
Behind you!
Lee tosses a gun to Carter.
Freeze! We kick y'all ass. All y'all! I got
y'all ass.
Carter and Lee make their escape as they are shot at. They slip and slide down the stairs together. Jin Tao's guards give chase, firing at Carter and Lee. Lee's pinned down in the middle of the restaurant. Carter returns fire, giving Lee the opportunity to move to safety. Carter's out of ammo. As Lee rushes out, he passes the waitress and snatches the pendant back from her.
Lee, over here!
Carter and Lee race to the kitchen, and the guards, while shooting, start the fire. As they dash out onto the street, an explosion rips through the kitchen, throwing them forward.
Is that my gun? That is my gun.
Let's go.
How you gonna drop the goddamn badge? Huh? Then you threw the gun out the window. Come on, this way.
Carter and Lee sprint through an alley, but find they're surrounded by the FBI.
I got everything under control. Don't worry about nothing.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
It's cool.
Why am I not surprised to find you here, Carter? Dan, I want these two back at the consulate immediately.
Let's take a ride, gentlemen.
Escorted by several agents, they are taken back to the consulate.
Get your hand off me. Hey, man, you with me. Hey!
Carter's taken to see Whitney and Russ.
Just let me explain. I'll start from the top.
We were making the drop. Han was about to get his daughter back, and you two screwed it up.
Look, wait a minute. What you talking about? Didn't you hear what Lee said? You
could never... Mr. Lee is on his way to Hong Kong. Now, you get out of here before I file obstruction of justice charges against you.
Look, we was about to solve the case, and all we need to do now is go down there.
You're no longer on this assignment, Carter. Case closed.
Lee says to Han, I only meant to help. Please forgive me. Han responds, I must now rely on the FBI. They'll take you to the airport. Lee responds, Jun Tao was behind this. Han replies, Jun Tao?
Sorry, sir.
It was all my fault. Lee would never do anything to jeopardize your daughter's life. He loves your daughter.
It's a little too late for apologies, sir.
Basil?
We have a call.
We're ready.
Okay. Pick it up. Boy?
The ransom is now 70 million.
I will call tomorrow with instruction. You either deliver the money or pick up the body of your daughter.
Oh, please. You must understand. What happened tonight was not...
Mama! Are you okay?
Su Yang.
Yang Yang. Please tell them. I will do whatever they...
Whatever... Su Yang!
Blinking back tears, Han lowers the phone from his ear. Carter and Lee are shown outside.
Sorry, man.
Be sorry for Su Yang.
Lee climbs into a waiting car. As he's driven away, he looks out of the window with a pensive expression. The car follows the road towards the airport. Back at the consulate...
No hot leads. None. Listen, we're doing everything we can here, right? Tracing everything that's coming into this compound.
Excuse me, Consul, you have a guest.
Jack, let me get back to you, all right?
It's Thomas.
Thomas.
They embrace.
I'm sorry, my friend. I couldn't stand by and do nothing.
Johnson is cooking in her kitchen, dancing, wearing just a t-shirt.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Man, you got guts calling me. I'm gonna hang up.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't hang up. Look, you know what? You was right about me, all right? I'm sorry.
Are you on drugs?
You was right. I was egotistic. I was inconsiderate. I was self-centered.
Yeah?
I ain't used to working with partners, but look, it ain't about me now. It's about the little girl. She gonna die if we don't help her. You understand what I'm saying?
Not yet, but keep talking.
Look, I think something's big going down tonight. All right? and I need to find out where the consul's gonna be. You think you can help me?
I'll see what I can do.
No, I don't need you to see, Johnson. I need you to do it. Can you do it?
Okay, Carter.
All right, one other thing.
Yeah?
What color panties you got on?
At the consulate.
Hello?
Consul Han, I want you to go to the Chinese Expo as you plan. Have the money in the upstairs control room. Be sure to make no more mistake.
I understand, but I want to speak with my daughter.
Thomas sucks his lips and bows his head. Two agents have escorted Li to an airplane, but they fail to see Carter disguised as ground staff. He sneaks onto the plane and speaks with a stewardess.
What?
Excuse me, miss. Who's the captain on this plane?
Look,
it don't even matter. Look, you need to go up there, tell the captain we got a problem on the left side of this plane. Oh. Something wrong with the engine. You need a new alternator. Now, my supervisor said, Willie, go on down there and fix that plane, put that alternator on that plane, don't let that plane leave till I come down there. So I suggest you need to go tell the proper authorities not to move this plane before the FAA come down here and we all in some shit. Go on.
Yes.
Carter sits next to Li.
What are you doing here?
Come on, Li, now. Get your ass up, man. We got work to do.
Go away. I've disgraced myself.
Li, what about the little girl? What about...
Leave me alone. A man like you could never understand.
A man like me?
You are devoted only to yourself. You're ashamed of being a police officer. You dishonor your father's name.
Look, you don't know nothing about my father.
You say your father is a legend.
My father was a legend. My father was killed making a routine traffic stop in broad daylight by some punk who didn't want no ticket. When his partner supposed to get out the car and backed him up, but never did. My father was just as much devoted as you. And now he's dead. And for what? A traffic ticket to some punk? You tell me what's the honor in that?
You believe your father wasted his life, that he died for nothing?
You proved me wrong.
For 15 years, until China resumed control of Hong Kong, Jun Tao was the most powerful crime lord in Southeast Asia. The British tried to close down his operation, but we failed.
But why the consul's daughter? Detective Inspector Li helped me raid every known asset of Jun Tao's operation. We confiscated millions in weapons, cash, and a collection of Chinese art that was unsurpassed in the world.
Then Jun Tao disappeared. No witnesses.
Do you really think he'll kill the girl?
My advice to you is pay the money.
At the exhibition gala, guests are having drinks and taking a look at some of the artifacts. Han, Thomas, Whitney, and Russ are there.
Counsel? I'm going upstairs to make the drop. Now, I want you to remain calm as if nothing's wrong and don't leave Agent Whitney's side even for a moment.
I understand.
Upstairs, Russ checks on a team of agents as they count out thousands of dollar bills. Han takes to a lectern, flanked by Whitney and Thomas. Sang's disguised as a waiter and exchanges a subtle nod with Thomas. Russ looks down from a walkway high above. Li and Carter arrive with Johnson. The men are in dinner jackets, whilst Johnson is wearing a dark blue evening gown. Han opens a binder and prepares to speak.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Consul Han. On behalf of the People's Republic of China, thank you for coming. I am pleased to present 5,000 years of China's history and heritage, a collection which until recently was thought to be lost forever.
Man, this is some nice shit. That Buddha will go good in my bathroom.
Hey, this is the history of my country. Priceless pieces of Chinese culture. If anything gets damaged.
Don't worry about it. Ain't nothing gonna happen to none of this stuff.
And now, we can pass them on
to our children.
Han tries to keep a lid on his emotions.
Pardon me.
Thomas covers the microphone and speaks to him.
Hey, wait a minute. I seen that guy at that Chinese restaurant.
Han has been fighting flu for the past few days, so perhaps I should finish what he started.
Look, the first thing we gotta do is clear out this riffraff. If anybody stay behind, they got something to lose. Wait right here. I'll be right back.
Creating a peaceful future between our two countries. The more we see the differences and similarity.
Hey! Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it.
I'm Detective Carter from the LAPD.
Russ, we got Carter down here.
May I...
What the hell is going on down there?
We just received a threat on the building. We ask you, please exit the building as soon as possible, and please do not panic. Do you hear what I just said? Get your shit and go out the door. Hurry up, get the hell out of here. There's a bomb in the building.
I don't believe this.
Have all the agents hold their positions. All right, everybody, take care of holding your positions.
What is going on?
Get your old ass out the building. Come on, lady, put the glass down, get out of here. Woman, the exit over there, you're gonna get your head blowed off. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, titty, titty, titty. Get them titties out of here.
Will somebody grab Carter?
Sang slipped a detonator to Thomas.
Juntao. Juntao. Juntao!
Thomas holds up the detonator.
Hansel Han, 6 blocks of C4 are wired to your daughter in a car outside. You know, before the changeover, most of this exhibition was in the hands of a single private collector. Me. I worked most of my life to acquire and catalog these priceless pieces that you see before you. And then in one fell swoop, it was taken away from me. But tonight, I shall be paid in full. Don't move. She dies if I press this button. Just be patient. My transportation will be here shortly.
Sang's pointing an Uzi at Lee.
Stay calm.
Carter sneaks away and approaches a man guarding the van.
Hey, man, I was just gonna tell you, you was in the red zone. There's cops all over this place.
Carter grabs the man's gun.
You know I can do that, bitch. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. I ain't gonna kill you this time. I'm just gonna kick your ass.
He kicks him in the groin and smacks him in the face.
Tell your friends about me.
Carter opens the van to find Soo Young with a hood over her head and a belt of C4 strapped around her waist. He lifts the hood.
Hey, how you doing? We've been looking for you. I'm Detective Carter from the LAPD. Everything is okay now, okay? I'm gonna take you to your daddy, all right? And the first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take this vest off you.
No, don't touch it!
I think it'd be safe if we take it off.
No, I heard them say it will explode.
Okay, I think it'd be safer if we leave it on, okay? Don't move.
Where are you?
Over.
Don't move!
Hold your positions, goddammit! Do not draw your weapons.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll call that an evening. Thank you, and good night.
As the van smashes through the wall of the exhibition, Lee grabs Sang's gun, and it falls into the air as they struggle over it. Sang regains control of the gun, and Lee dives behind a plinth for cover.
Junta! Junta! I got something for you! I got something you want?
Carter steps out from behind the van, holding Soo Young's hand.
Huh? I got your bomb right here.
Soo Young.
Mama!
No!
Mama!
Wanna blow something up? Huh? Come on. Push the button. Come on. Push the button.
What are you doing?
I'm just playing, play along. Come on, push the button!
Yeah, come on, push the button!
Blow everybody up!
Yeah, blow everybody up!
Push the goddamn button!
Push the goddamn button!
You heard what she said. Come on! You had everybody excited about something being blown up. Now look at your little punk British ass. Come on! Push the button!
Deal with it, please.
Where you going?
Luke grabs the wall and bundles her into the back of a van.
Where did you come to the console?
No.
It's okay. She's professional. We must take the vest off.
Okay, just give me a second. Just give me a second. There's a trigger on this vest. It'll blow if I take it off.
Carter exchanges fire with Juntao's men.
Haven't you done this before?
It's a little different in the practice room.
Everybody take cover, Whitney!
There's more men down here!
Say again, Dan, do you read?
Juntao steps into the room and calmly shoots Russ and the other agents. He walks off with a suitcase of money. Whitney's being held by gunfire.
Need some help down here, damn it!
Johnson's holding a pair of wire cutters, considering which of the colored wires to snip.
Houses are rare. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet. And so are you.
She cuts the green wire, disarming the bomb. Whitney shoots one of Juntao's men in the chest.
The remote can still set it off. Get rid of it.
Carrying the vest, Lee hurries out of the van, whilst Johnson unholsters a pistol from her garter.
She okay?
Yes.
I know that ain't the bomb! Take that bomb away from me! Take the bomb outside! Take the bomb outside!
Juntao.
Yeah, take it over to Juntao. Go to
Juntao.
This way, I go that way.
All right, go.
Lee finds himself behind two of Juntao's men. He smacks one with the vest and holds it up in front of the other.
Lucio!
He disarms a man with a kick to the hand, but is attacked by a second goon who bolts him over into a large ornate vase. He just manages to grab it before it hits the ground. Then, using his foot, he flicks a metal stand up into the face of the oncoming thug. Another priceless vase teeters precariously, and Lee just manages to catch it before it smashes onto the floor. Attacked on all sides, he uses his martial arts skills to fight off a wave of goons. One of them tries to tip over another artifact, and Lee has to fight whilst supporting it. Now pinned between the artifact and the floor, he's stomped on by his attacker. He kicks him away and flips up ninja style onto his feet. All the while, supporting the artifact with at least one body part, he fights off two more guards. With the Oriental vase now securely on its pedestal, he runs off, only for a bullet to smash through the priceless relic. Sam raises for an escalator and fires at Lee as he rides up it. His bullet smashed through the head of a stone warrior. Carter dispatches another goon, giving Lee the time to slip on the bomb vest and start climbing a scaffold.
Where are you going?
Lee scampers up the scaffold, whilst high above, Juntao is climbing a ladder, heaving the suitcase with him. Lee tiptoes across one of the narrow support struts in the roof of the exhibition center.
Meet me on the roof.
Roger, 现在上线.
Juntao's radioed to a helicopter. Lee hauls himself onto a maintenance walkway.
Juntao!
Sang reaches the room where the money was being counted and starts stuffing handfuls of notes into the remaining suitcase. Badly wounded, Russ regains consciousness.
Don't move, man. Yeah, I've been looking for your sweet and sour chicken ass. Oh, your boys ain't here now. Where he at? Hey, you all alone.
I kill him.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
I don't even like him. Go ahead.
Put your gun down.
fight like a man.
What'd you say?
Fight like a man.
Fight like a man? Right. I'm gonna kick your ass. Then I'm gonna take your ass to jail. All right. Come on, put the gun down. Same time.
They both extend their arms and drop their guns, but Sang grabs another from behind his back. Carter dives backwards, snatches a gun from an ankle holster, and shoots Sang. Carter steps towards Sang's motionless body. He tosses him a handkerchief.
Wipe yourself off, man. You dead.
Juntao reaches the top of a ladder and closes a door in the floor, stopping Lee from following. As Lee pushes at the locked panel, Juntao fires at him, but his shots deflect off pipes and girders. He runs out of ammunition and tosses his gun away. Lee pulls himself onto one of the pipes and tightrope walks along another. He approaches Juntao, who swings the suitcase at him. Lee grabs him, leaving both men leaning precariously over a railing. Juntao smacks him away, but Lee just falls onto the railing with his fingertips. Juntao hits at Lee's head and hands, trying to make him fall. A fearsome smack causes the suitcase to burst, sending the money falling like rain. Juntao overreaches and falls over the railing, but manages to grab onto Lee's legs. Carter looks up at the tumbling banknotes.
Thank you, God.
Juntao pulls himself up Lee's body and grips onto the sleeve of the bomb vest. Lee's grip on the pipe above starts to slip. Unaware of what's happening above, Carter slips some money into his shirt. The stitching on the bomb vest starts to give. The vest rips, and Juntao plummets all the way down into a shallow water feature.
Woo! You know he did.
Carter! Help! Do something!
Hey! Be cool, man! Hang on!
I can't hold it anymore!
Hang on for about an hour. I'm gonna go get the ambulance. I'll be right back.
What are you doing?
Just hang on, man. I'll be right back.
Carter!
I was just playing.
Carter looks around for inspiration.
Do something! I can't hold on anymore!
Large awnings are hanging down the height of the building. Carter picks up the end of one and drags it across the atrium. Lee falls, but Carter just manages to maneuver the awning under him in time, so he lands on it and slides all the way to the ground.
Oh, shit!
He slides straight into Carter and lands on top of him.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
What the hell are you doing?
I just being polite.
Well, next time be polite to my nuts.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Later, police and ambulance crews are on the scene. Han goes over to Lee.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I owe you everything. Only your friendship.
Baba!
Suyang!
Oh!
Look who's here.
Oh! What took you so long?
Lee takes Suyang's pendant from his pocket.
I think this belongs to you.
Xiexie.
Carter is standing at an airport check-in desk.
I think you should come with me, you know. Get on the plane when you get off work, you know, you fly for free.
I'm just a young black man trying to expand my horizons, you know, travel a little bit, you know, see the world.
Whitney and Russ are standing behind him.
Man, what y'all doing here? I'm through with y'all, man. I'm finna go on vacation.
Now, hold on there. We were just coming by to tell you what a great job you did yesterday. And when you come back, there's gonna be an FBI badge waiting for you.
You serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Don't be playing.
No.
I don't know what to say. It's like a dream come true. I got an idea, though. I got an idea. Why don't y'all take that badge and shove it up your ass? All up in your ass. I'm LAPD.
Bitch.
On the plane.
First class. I like this. This is tight. I like this.
Can I take your jacket, sir?
My jacket? No, you take this bag, though. How you doing? What's up? What's up, man? You ready to go?
Yep.
May I offer you some peanuts?
Shishini. Nihame.
Shishini.
You never told me you spoke Chinese.
I never told you I didn't. You assume I didn't. Man, this is cool, man. Hongs let me go to Hong Kong with you. You know I ain't been on no vacation in 5 years.
We can hang in my crib. I will show you my hood.
Now, you can show me a couple of them Chinese girls. When I get over there, I want a massage, because I'm going to get buck wild. No police work for 2 weeks? How long this flight?
15 hours.
15 hours? What are we going to do for 15 hours?
Lee puts on some headphones.
Whoa!
Oh, hell no! Throw it in! Throw it, give me another seat!
Listen to me!
Throw it in! Rush hour added. Outtakes of Jackie Chan trying to flick a gun up with his feet.
Action!
The holster flies across the room.
Fun!
He tries again, but this time can't get the gun out of the holster.
Don't move! Don't smile!
我相信一定是输阳管.
Chris Tucker runs in and pulls a goofy face.
What is this shit about your daughter? $50 million? So you think you got Kelsey Clinton? $50 million? So you think you got Kelsey? What's the line? $50 million? So you think you got Chelsea? Is it Chelsea or Kelsey? $50 million? So you think you got Chelsea Carter? $50 million? Who you think you got, Chelsea Grammer? Chelsea?
You think you got Chelsea Clinton?
$50 million? Who you think you got, Chelsea Clinton?
Keep him talking.
Cut. Go back to the game.
Was that it, Chelsea? Did I get it?
Jackie tries to run up a wall, but falls down.
Action.
He throws a silver tray and it smashes into a set light. A pool cue is whacked at him. It hits his fist and smashes into pieces. Now he leaps into a chair and hurts his backside. Jackie and Chris fight off baddies, but their moves become a silly dance.
Yeah, right, let me see your badge, buddy. Show your ass!
Show your ass! Y'all some gay ass. You know all that other stuff, but you don't know his name?
Man, people tell me shit.
What's wrong with you?
Man, my daddy once caught a bullet. My daddy wanted to caught a bullet by his bare hand. No bullshit.
What's the honor in that?
You believe your father wasting his life to a diaper doctor?
They must not kill him.
You're right, man. Let's go tell him. Anything goes wrong, you bust in there and act like you out LAP, blah, blah.
He cannot speak English.
Man, this is cool, the Hong sending us to Hong Kong. What's that line?
May I offer you some peanuts?
Shishini.
Jackie points at Chris and laughs.
Nishishi. Shishini.
See? How difficult is that? My English You even cannot see three words.
I'm
Chinese.
Need some lunch.
You need some lunch?
I got it before, Jack.
See, now you know how difficult I am.
Look at Lady Jack.
Like it when you call me, puppy.